Zenison Pens podcast, episode 326 for Thursday, July 11th, 2019. This is Brian.
And this is Eric. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. I'm on your show. Nice set, Jack.
Very special guest today.
Look at all these lights. See, but it's comfy.
I had to do a podcast with you because Lisa has one more podcast than me.
She did do a podcast with me. You were somewhere back east in a vet or something like that.
I was at Richard Binder's.
Yeah. But how'd you get there?
I drove.
In your what?
My Corvette.
Yeah. I thought I recall. So that's the camera?
That's the camera. Okay. So you just look that way. Just
look that way? Just you show me how to do this.
Okay.
You have a joke?
You know I do.
All right.
I got...
I didn't know that.
I bought a thesaurus the other day.
I won't even try to guess where this is going. Yes?
And the weird thing was, and I opened it up. I've always wanted this particular thesaurus. I opened it up and the pages were blank.
Blank thesaurus.
Yeah, there are no words to describe how angry I am.
Yes, I wouldn't think so. How angry are you? It's horrible. Just exactly what the public wants.
Okay.
That pause after your jokes is just, I guess, universal.
All right. We got a couple things to talk about today. And actually, we should talk about why you're here.
Why am I here? I don't know.
Because you're available?
I'm available. The chair was empty. The chair was empty. That's why I'm here. Where is your wife?
Lisa is...
Here, I'll just take a sip from my Chicago cup here.
Lisa is down in Chicago.
No kidding.
Running the Chicago store.
What Chicago? You have a store in Chicago? Does that maybe have a web address?
It might have chicago.andersonpens.com.
I'll have to check that out.
So click that link wherever it goes.
Right here. Put it right here.
Right here.
Justin.
So anyway, she's in Chicago.
For today?
She's there for a while.
For a while?
Yes.
Oh. So she has basically moved to Chicago.
Yes. Yeah. We got an apartment.
An apartment in Chicago?
And it's a couple blocks from the Palmer House. So. So she is there.
So that's why I'm here?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And she doesn't know we're doing this. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun when she finds out. Or maybe not. I don't know.
Or maybe not. So. She's far away from me, so you have to see her this weekend, don't you? You should probably stop talking about her now before we
All
get
right.
in trouble.
What do we have here? We've got a couple things that are new this week. Probably top of the list, the Girbon, how do you pronounce this? Kyanite du Népal.
Yeah, kyanite.
Look at that.
I'll just hold it up here, even though you can't see it with this camera. But Justin will put something back there for us. I call it kryptonite because
kryptonite.
You know, that's how I am. I don't call things by their correct names.
It's
Bob.
It's a 17. Okay, Fred. 1798 anniversary ink, and it's really nice.
It's got shimmer.
It's got shimmer. It's got what do we got? Silver shimmer in here.
Silver shimmer.
And
a sapphire looking ink.
Yeah, Christy did a wonderful job on that, didn't she?
Yes, she did. That must be a mountain in Nepal where they get kryptonite.
Must be.
So
nice looking color. Not necessarily waterproof, obviously, but
yeah,
it looks nice.
I've got it in one of my pilot.
Do you?
Parallels.
Yeah. I might put this in there. This is. I like the blue and the silver combination.
That's what I like. It's the first shimmer ink that I've contemplated putting it in my Mont Blanc because it looks cool.
Okay, and so you're gonna put it in your Mont Blanc and you're gonna leave it sit there.
No, I use that every day. So.
You use it every day, okay.
But with this one, you know, you have to shake your pen, agitate
it's, it. It's agitated. It's lava lamp, not salt
just
shaker.
Just so the shimmery comes through.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's here now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's nice.
We've been waiting for that. All right.
So, there we go. Next up, new field notes coming in. National Park Series. These are kind of nice. There are three different sets, each with three parks in them.
Do you know which parks? I've heard Yosemite. I've heard Joshua Tree.
There's a couple I'm not familiar with. Yellowstone. Yeah.
And some other parks that we've never heard of.
Yeah, that we should check out. But they're graph paper, three pack, the regular field notes price. But those are coming in, and those are the new seasonal edition. So
Seasonal.
Oh,
okay. Well, paper is always very exciting. But speaking of seasons... You did say seasonal.
This is actually very exciting.
It is exciting.
Because I want to say it's been 2 years, maybe 3 years since we've
actually...
Let's say
five. This is TV. Who's gonna argue?
2 years from now, it'll be correct.
Yeah.
Sailor, 4 seasons Pro Gear Slims.
So not the inks.
Not the inks.
You're talking pens here.
Yeah, some people don't even know these exist. We had them about 2 or 3 years ago. They were very popular. They only come in Pro Gear Slim. They only come with gold trim. They only come in a medium fine nib.
Which is 14 karat.
14 karat, right. But really, really stunning, stunning materials. We've got the blue, which is real nice. There is an ivory lame, which is kind of like ivory with sparkles. The winter, which is white with red flecks in it, which is really pretty cool. It's one of the most popular ones. And then there's a metallic green, which is kind of nice.
Green is spring, perhaps?
Yes.
Blue
is summer. Okay. The white is winter, and the ivory is fall.
Excellent.
So those are coming back. So if you ever wanted those, you ever saw those, we had the ballpoints for a while. Those were available. Get your
are we getting ballpoints this time? Or
we have some ballpoints.
We still have them. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so yeah. We're getting the fountain
pens. We're getting the fountain pens, yep. So you can sign up for back in stock notification when those come in. They should be in, I think, next week they'll be here.
All right.
So I just got notification that they were in. So that's pretty exciting because we've been waiting years for those.
You haven't seen them in, what is it now, a decade?
At least 12 years.
Maybe 12, yeah.
So anyway, that's exciting. Those are coming in. And speaking of things we haven't seen in a while,
yeah.
Old things.
I won't say it.
You won't
say it. I won't say it. Yeah, I want this one.
I thought you only wanted if it was blue.
Well, is it a gift? What is this?
So that right there that you have in your hand is a Parker 51 Vacuumatic with a sterling silver cap.
Sterling silver cap, that's what I like. I like the sterling silver. I would prefer a cedar blue, but I do like... What do you mean Vacuumatic? What does that mean?
So that has the Vacuumatic filling system that Parker made. It's basically a pump.
Can I push it?
You can, yeah.
Oh, all right. So that's how you'd fill this
bed. Yeah, you fill it. It fills from the bottle only. You put it in. You press down, release, press down, release.
But you're doing it with your thumb. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. And you watch the bubbles come out. And then after about 4 or 5 times, it's no more bubbles come out. The pens fall.
And this is a Parker 51. This is a famous pen, isn't it?
It is.
Why is it famous?
It's a famous design. Parker made it from 1941 to about 71. So they made it for about 30 years.
So it was just hugely popular.
Very. They made millions of them.
And this is also a 51.
That's a 51 Demi.
There's something different about it. Yeah. Oh, a Demi.
Demi.
Oh,
so that's a 51 Vac Demi. This is the cedar blue, but it's a 1940. This one's a 48, I think, first quarter. I've got another Demi in Cordovan. This is a 1947. So 47 is the first year for the Demi. So it has this kind of crossover. It's got the Vacuumatic filling system, but it has the later aero clip.
And when did they release the 51?
51 came out in 1941.
And when did they stop?
1971-ish. Ah. Right around when I was born.
What is this gorgeous
thing? So that one is a Parker Vacuumatic Junior. So that's a standard Vacuumatic, but it's got it's in black, but it's got that transparent barrel.
So you said Vacuumatic, I'm just assuming yes, it's going to
have
that.
So it's the same, it's the same thing that's on the 51, yep.
And what are you doing with all these things?
Well, these are for sale.
Oh, they're for sale.
They're for sale.
How would I, as a consumer of vintage, find out about these things?
You would sign up for our mailing list. At the
you
bottom,
have a mailing list?
Unbelievably, we
do. I can't believe
it. At the bottom of every page on the website, you can sign up for the mailing list.
So then I get something in the mail?
You get some.
Well, it is vintage.
It is vintage, yes. Wouldn't that be something? Every Tuesday, we send out a mailer for the modern stuff, and every Friday, we send out a mailer with fresh new vintage.
So these pens we're looking at right here are going to be in Friday.
Yeah, they're not actually on the website yet. They'll be on the website very early Friday morning. And they'll be available in the mailer on Friday.
Do you have any Esterbrooks in the mailer?
We've got a bunch this week, a couple that are very interesting. I have a couple of pastels.
Now, they look small.
They are small. They're the smallest pen that Esterbrook made.
What is this Esterbrook?
That one's the J. That's the full-size model. So if you see, this is slender and much shorter.
So I think most people are familiar with these.
Yes, they know about the J. They may not know what size it is or what makes its significance. But it's the biggest, pretty much the biggest pen they made from 47 on.
Are these two the same color?
They're both green.
They're both green, but this one is greener.
Esterbrook called it green.
Green, all right.
Green and green. So
you've got two greens, two reds, and some kind of blue here.
That's a very late model icicle.
Oh, this is an icicle.
It's an icicle, so it's blue with stripes, but it's a late model, so it has the a later lever, and the imprint runs around the barrel instead of lengthwise with the barrel.
Very
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, so.
But that's not the only pastel you have.
Yeah, I have two pastels, or actually I have several, three pastels, but I also have gray. And what's cool about these is not only do they come in the original box, and these are probably new old stock, but they actually have a little glimpse into retailing back in the 1950s. They have a sticker on the back of the cap. Now, it's not the original Esterbrook sticker, but it's a sticker for the drugstore that was selling these, Ivanhoe Drug, and it was $2.35 for this
pack. So that's our current price on that?
Times something.
$2.35.
Can you imagine? $2.35. But it's cool because I've never seen, you know, you see the stickers that will say, you know, Model J, and
right.
then it'll have
the retailer.
This is the retailer put their own sticker
on the pen.
On the pen,
box.
Yeah. So I've got two of those that have the Ivanhoe Drug sticker, you know, and then they come in the box with the instructions wrapped up in there. So
I'm seeing Parker and Esterbrook.
Yeah, I've got some Eversharp mechanical pencils, some Skylines with the striped caps. These are cool because they're cap actuated.
All right, so to sign up for this mailing list, how does a person do that?
Bottom of any page on the website.
Just put in your email address?
Email address, yeah.
Sign up and you'll get both?
You'll get both, yep.
You'll get the Tuesday and the Friday?
And the Friday.
Friday
yep.
being the vintage.
Yep.
Excellent.
Yep.
Excellent.
So that's what's coming up tomorrow in the mailer. Some good stuff, these 50
ones. Are you even going to be here tomorrow?
Well, I'm not going to be here tomorrow.
Why is that?
Because this weekend in Chicago is Wall Eversharp Day. The Wall Eversharp
special event.
Special event on Saturday, 10 to 5.
At your store in Chicago.
At the store
in
Chicago.
Store
yes,
in Chicago.
Yes, okay. In the Palmer House, Hilton. Sid Saperstein, the Walnut himself, will be at the store showing off the entire Wall Eversharp line. So we've got Skylines, we'll have Deco Bands, and the new recently released Signature, which is about a two-thirds, three-quarters size Deco Band, basically.
It looks like a Deco Band, but it's...
It's smaller,
it's
yeah.
It's the Demi.
Yeah, it's a full-size pen. It's got a little different clip than the Deco Band, but... operates kind of the same, and a nice looking pen, nice size. If you thought the Deco Band was too large, the Signature is nice size. It's
the Deco Band is very large.
Yes, yeah.
It's a nice looking pen though.
Yeah, this is more. The Signature is more 146 bronze
the perfect size.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, okay. It's really nice. So we're gonna have all the new Signatures, the Deco Bands, of course the Skylines. And we'll be there to talk about whatever.
And Sid will be there.
And Sid will be
and
there.
And you will
yep,
be there.
Yep, yep.
And I assume Lisa will be
yep,
there.
Yep, Lisa will be there, yep. So I'm going down tomorrow. And
that's Friday, but this
Friday.
Event isn't
this
Friday.
This event is Saturday only.
Saturday only.
10 to 5.
10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yep.
So if you're anywhere near Chicago, you should come to this. Because not only can you see the wall stuff, you've got other interesting things in the store besides your wife.
Yeah, well, we've got, of course, we've got the Sailor Bespoke, the special knit program.
And you have the full tester set.
The full tester set,
that's
yep.
always in the store.
It's always in the store, yep. So you can always go down. You can always try the Cross Concord, the Cross Music, the Fude.
That's pretty nice. Just to know it's always there.
Yeah, it's always there. So
you're not selling these?
No, the testers are not for sale. Okay. Basically, everything is you come in, you try out the pen, and then the pen is, you order the pen is made to order.
Just for you?
Just for you, yep, yep. And actually, we had... some of our first ones have actually come in well ahead of the
let's hope that continues.
Yeah, the 30 to 60 day delivery. We had one come in about 2 weeks, so that was pretty impressive.
I also heard a rumor that you're restocked on the Studio ink line.
Yeah, I mean, it's a constant, ebb and flow. So we're trying to keep up with that, but... I know 123 came in and then it was gone in a couple of days, but we've always have it on order, so.
Yeah. It's a nice looking ink.
Yep, yep.
So. But there's, 400, aren't there? No, 100.
100 yep.
different.
Yeah, we have
so,
at least four or more of each, yeah. We're never out of more than two, maybe three colors max.
Event for Wall is on Saturday, but you're also open on Sunday. You're open seven days a week.
Yeah, we're open 7 days a week. Yep.
Seven days a week.
Sundays, yeah, 9:30 or 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, and 10 to 6 on Sundays.
Even on Sundays.
On Sundays, yeah.
That's pretty nice. Yeah. Nice hours for Sunday too.
Yeah, I wouldn't be there on Sunday, but.
You won't be there on Sunday.
No.
So if people want to see you specifically, they should be there on Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. Yeah, Friday afternoon or something. So.
And so that's this weekend. And then a couple weeks after that is the DC Pen Show.
Yes. DC Pen Show is coming up. First weekend in August. We will not be there.
So. You won't? What do you mean we?
Well,
Anderson Pens
will not be there.
That's a shock.
Yeah, we had to make the decision because Lisa's in Chicago. It's difficult to get more than a couple of days off. So for us to go to DC would be at least a week. And so that's difficult.
So
to,
people who want to see Anderson Pens don't go to DC. They come to Chicago.
They should. Yes. Oh, okay. Just book the flight to Chicago instead.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah. So, we won't be in DC, but. We'll try to do it again next year. So
fantastic. That's all I got.
That's right.
I think we did rather well.
I think we breezed through that.
What was that? 10 minutes?
I saw all four seasons flash before my eyes.
Spent a lot of time on vintage, but you know that's cool.
Well, it is. Like it that. Is cool. It's you never know what's going to happen, and I never know what I'm going to pull out for the next week. And what I have for the following week is really pretty cool.
That you're not going to tell us about.
That I'm not going to tell you about.
So sign up for the list?
Sign up for the list. It's really cool. Lisa hates it when I say this, but I forgot I had these pens. And they're basically new old stock from the 40s. Gold nibs, really cool materials, button fillers.
But you're not going to tell us what
they are. I'm not going to tell you what they are. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Gold nibs, button fillers from the 40s.
Yeah, new old stock.
Tell us what they are.
I'm not going to tell you what they are. Well, that could be anything.
All right.
That could be Parker. It could be wherever. It could be, you know.
I'm going with Parker. We shall see in a week.
In about a week. I should have them ready for the next.
Cool.
Next Friday. So.
Well, I plan to, as soon as we're done here, I'm going to sign up for that mailing list. So that,
okay. You know. Right. Well, this black
could be mine.
Sterling could be yours.
Could
be
right there. We'll find out Friday, tomorrow.
All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
But you've got a lot of
we
stuff
got a
to
bunch
read
of
there.
Stuff like, to read down here. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
What about this join us next week part?
Well, join us next month, maybe.
Join us next time.
Next time. For more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
It says follow the blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff. You have a blog?
We do have a blog.
All right. Yeah. Where do you find the blog?
That's blog@andersonpens.com.
blog@andersonpens.com.
Blog at?
That's what I heard.
Blog dot.
Okay.
Andersonpens.com. Check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Do you have a store in Chicago?
We have a store in Chicago. Ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton are open 7 days a
you
week.
Say that all the time. Ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, as if this is a landmark.
It's the...
I'm not from Chicago.
It's the second largest hotel in the city.
In the city.
Yes.
And people,
it's famous.
If you're in Chicago and you say, where's the Palmer House Hilton?
Everyone knows.
Okay.
Everybody
it's a landmark.
Knows. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But it's right. It's in the loop, yes?
Yes.
It's in the loop.
It's downtown. It's 2 blocks from the Art Institute.
Oh. So it's close to the water.
It's very close, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It's close to Michigan Ave.
And you have a store there.
Yes, we have a store there and a website,
chicago.andersonpens.com. I'm sorry, did you just do the website?
I did the website.
What was it again?
Chicago.andersonpens.com. And make sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel.
Yeah, subscribe to the channel.
And we'll see you next time.
Next time? Oh, smile for the camera. I can do that.